From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Classes weren't part of the schedule Wednesday for students who staged a walkout at Hoopa High School. Some students there say they're frustrated by what they see as poor communication between the school district and the student body. The issue came to a head, apparently, with the recent reassignment of Principal Dustin Rossman. Students say they don't have a clear picture of why Rossman is gone. They also have concerns about ongoing construction at the school and the impact it has on their ability to focus and learn. Humboldt State University is marking Black History Month with a number of events, including a keynote speech from a community leader behind a food revolution in urban areas. Ron Finley is the self-proclaimed gangsta gardener. He'll be a keynote speaker at HSU's celebration of Black History Month. He'll discuss how he transformed unused urban areas into community gardens that grow healthy, local food. Black History Month kicks off between noon and 1 p.m. tomorrow at the UC Quad South Lounge. Finley's speech happens February 13th at Van Duzer Theater. Well, between February 6th and the 8th, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife is planning to capture up to 16 Roosevelt elk cows around Humboldt County. The elk will be captured on lands managed by the U.S. Forest Service, as well as on private property with permission from landowners. Capture crews will locate elk via helicopter, capture them with net guns, and restrain the captured animals for tagging. Each elk will be ear-tagged and fitted with a GPS collar. Pregnant female elk from specific herds will receive an additional transmitter to monitor their pregnancies and aid biologists in finding their calves in the spring. A local attorney handling cannabis defense plans to sue Humboldt County. Eugene Denson claims that changes made to the marijuana cultivation tax last year are illegal. He says the version that appeared on the November 2016 ballot initially taxed cultivators based on the total area of cannabis grown and then was prorated to base the tax on the time of cultivation. He says the changes made by the Board of Supervisors illegally modified the tax without voter approval. County Council Jeffrey Blank tells the Times-Standard they disagree with those claims. A man busted for drugs following a traffic stop early Wednesday morning in McKinleyville. A Humboldt County Sheriff's deputy made a traffic stop for a lighting issue. While investigating on the scene, it was determined the driver provided a false name. Deputy was able to determine that driver was 39-year-old Bronson Townsend, who was on three different felony probations for possession of methamphetamine. Deputy searched his vehicle and found 16 grams of meth and 20 milliliters of liquid morphine in that vehicle. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.